Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻到启示录。
Chapter 19.
第十九章。
We will read from verse 6 through verse 10.
从第六到第十节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 6.
启示录十九章第六节。
And I heard as a voice of a great crowd, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of strong thunders, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, has taken to himself kingly powers.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说，哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者做王了。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And he says to me, Write, Blessed are they who are called to the supper of the marriage of the Lamb. And he says to me,These are the true words of God.
天使吩咐我说，要你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And I fell before his feet to do him homage. And he says to me, See, thou do it not. I'm thy fellow bondman.And the fellow bondmen of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Do homage to God, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
And same book of Revelation, chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
We read from verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Through verse 7.
到第七节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall not exist anymore, nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist anymore.For the former things have passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛， 因为以前的事都过去了。
And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he says to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
做宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for all Thy mercies that Thou had bestowed upon us in the past few days.
亲爱的主，我们过去几天，你满有怜悯，这样把你的恩典赐给我们，我们献上感谢。
We thank Thee especially for the Lord's table.
我们特别为了你的桌子，我们感谢你。
We praise and thank Thee because Thou hast brought us.To thy very presence.
我们感谢赞美你，因你实在把我们带进你同在的里面。
Thou hast done so much for us.
你为我们做了这么多。
Thou hast gained our hearts.
你得到我们的心。
And we just bow and worship thee.
我们俯伏敬拜你。
Before we depart,
当我们要离去之前，
we are going to.Hear thy word once again.
我们要再次听你的话。
Lord, speak, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
May thy name be honored and glorified.
让你的名得着荣耀尊贵。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.I know, brothers and sisters.Are anxious to return home.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹都急着要回家了。
So I hope I will not speak long.
我不愿意讲的太长气。
Once our dear brother Sparks asked brother Watchman Nee a question.
有一次，史百克弟兄问尼托生弟兄一个问题。
What is?The most difficult thing in the Bible to be fulfilled.
在圣经里面最难实现的是什么事呢？
What is the most difficult thing to be fulfilled in the Bible?
在圣经里面最难成就的是哪一件事呢？
What do you think about it?
你们认为如何？
And the answer of our brother Nee was,
尼弟兄的回答乃是
Ephesians 5:27.
以弗所书五章二十七节
That he might present the church to himself glorious.Having no spot or wrinkle of any such thing, but that it might be holy and blameless.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
If we know ourselves,
如果我们真是认识我们自己
I think we will agree.That this is the most difficult thing in the Bible to be realized.
我们会同意，这是圣经里面最难成就的一件事。
With man, it is impossible.
从人来讲是不可能的。
And that includes every one of us.
包括我们每一个人。
But with God, nothing is impossible.
从神来讲，没有。难成的事。
So God has His own strategy.
神有他自己的策略。
God knows how to fulfill His word.
神知道如何成就他的话。
How to make us His tabernacle.
如何叫我们成为他的帐幕。
That He may dwell with us.
他能够与我们同住。
But as we have mentioned in the past,
我们过去已经讲过了。
When you look into church history,
当我们从教会历史来看，
you find that the church has failed again and again.
我们看到教会一再的失败。
Throughout the 20th century,
在过去二十世纪以来
with all the mercy and grace of God for us,
因着神给我们的怜悯与恩典
and yet man always fails.
但人仍然是失败。
But thank God, he has a strategy.
感谢神，他有他的策略。
And what is the strategy of God?
神的策略是什么呢？
The strategy of God is the overcomers.
神的策略乃是得胜者。
So you find when you read the book of Revelation chapters 2 and 3.
所以当你读启示录二章三章的时候，
In the letters, seven letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
在写给小亚细亚七个教会的书信当中
It all ends up with one word.
你最后都是有这样的话
He that overcomes.
得胜的
Let him hear the voice of the Spirit.
让他听到圣灵所说的话
He that overcomes.
凡得胜的
So we find that throughout the centuries,
在历史历代以来
in spite of the failure of the church,
虽然教会的那样的失败
he has been calling for overcomers.
神一直在那里呼召得胜者。
When you read the seven churches,
当你读七个教会的时候
the letters to the seven churches in Asia,
对亚细亚小西亚小亚细亚七个教会的七封书信的时候
That was towards the end of the first century.
这是在第一世纪末了的时候
And here you find the Spirit says
圣灵向众教会所说的话
He that overcomes
得胜的
So he is calling for overcomers from the first century onward.
他从第一世纪就开始呼召得胜者。
Thank God,
感谢神。
By His grace, there were those who responded to Him.
借着他的恩典，有对他呼召回应的。
And then you find that during the 20th century,
你发现在二十世纪的时候
，during the 20th century,
在过去二十世纪里面。
There were overcomers through all these centuries.
每一个世纪都有得胜者。
And this you find in Revelation chapter 7.
在启示录第七章里面我们看到。
Because in the second part of that chapter,
在七章后面一段
you find this.
你看到这里。
Starting from verse 9.
第九节开始。
And these things I saw, and lo, a great crowd, which no one could number, out of every nation and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, palm branches in their hands.
此后我观看有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And they cried,
又喊着说
And they cried with a loud voice saying, Salvation to our God, who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb, and all the angels around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell before the throne upon their faces.And worship God, say.
大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。”
Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God and to the.Ages of ages. Amen.
说阿们，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
And one of the elders answered and saying to me, These who are clothed with white robes, Who are they? And whence came they?
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣是从哪里来的？
And I said to him, My Lord, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我对他说，我主你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sits upon the throne shall spread his tabernacle over them.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
They shall not hunger anymore, neither shall they thirst anymore, nor shall the sun at all fall of them,
他们不再
nor any burning heat.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
Because the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall shepherd them, and shall lead them to fountains of water of life, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
You find a great crowd, numberless.
在那里你看到有一大群人，没有人能数过来。
And they will all grow robed with white.
他们都身穿白衣。
And they took palm trees in their hands.
手拿棕树枝。
Now who are these people?
这些人是谁？
These people came from the great tribulation.
这些是从大患难出来的。
But the great tribulation here is not the great tribulation of 3 years and a half.
这里讲的不是三年半的大灾难。
The great tribulation refers that throughout the centuries, so far as the saints are concerned, we have been passing through great tribulation.
这里讲的大患难是历世历代的圣徒都经过许多的患难。
That's the reason why you find countless crowd.
这就是在这里说是数不过来的。
In other words,Throughout the centuries,
换句话说，历世历代
in spite of the failure of the church in general,
虽然教会普遍的失败
yet by the grace of God, there were overcomers.
因着神的恩典，那里有得胜者。
There were those who responded to God.
他们向神的呼召回应。
Now again, we have to explain.
我们要解释一下
What an overcomer is.
什么是得胜者呢？
Do not think that overcomers are extraordinary good Christians.
不要以为得胜者乃是那些特别突出的好基督徒。
Overcomers are people like us.
得胜者就像我们一样。
And yet they understand the bloodOf the Lamb.
但是他们认识羔羊的血。
And they were faithful to the Lord.
他们向主忠心。
It was the grace of God that made them overcome.
是神的恩典叫他们成为得胜者。
Throughout the centuries,
历世历代以来,
in spite of the great tribulation that the enemy tried to attack,
虽然有这么多的在患难里面，仇敌一直想攻击他们。
And yet there had been overcomers throughout the ages.
而且在每个时代里面都有得胜者。
And then when you turn to chapter 12,
当你翻到十二章的时候，启示录，
you find the overcomers at the coming of the Lord.
你看到得胜者当主再来的时候。
That is when the Lord comes.
当主来的时候
，At that moment there will be overcomers。
在那个时刻有得胜者。
Because here you find a vision。
在这里你看到一个异象。
It is a vision of a woman。
这里看到一个妇人。
Now we do not have time to explain in detail。
我们不能够有时间详细的解释。
Let us just say this woman represents the church。
这个女妇人是代表教会
，represent the church at the end time，
就是在末世的教会。
And she was with child，
她是怀了孩子。
She was in birth pains，
她在那里有生产之苦。
And there is another vision of a red dragon，
在那里还有一项看一个大红龙。
And I believe we all know red dragon refers to Satan，
我们都知道大红龙是指着撒旦讲的。
And the red dragon was waiting before that woman，
这个大红龙在妇人旁边等候。
And yet he was not interested in the woman，
他对于这个妇人不感兴趣。
He was interested in the man-child in the womb of that woman.
他是注意到妇人怀中的男孩子。
Why?
为什么？
Because so far as the church is concerned,
因为当时的教会，
the church has failed.
教会失败了。
It will not do him any harm.
对于仇敌不能伤害。
May we say the church is almost in the hand of the enemy?
或者说，教会好像在仇敌的手掌中了。
So his interest was not in the woman.
所以他所注意的不是妇人。
His interest in the womb, in the woman.
他所注意的是妇人怀胎的男孩子。
Because he knows.That this man child will be his end.
因为他知道这个男孩子生出来会带来他的末日。
Thank God when that man child was born.
感谢神，当男孩子生下来的时候
，He was immediately raptured to the third heaven.
他马上被提到三层天
，to the throne of God.
抬到神宝座的跟前。
Now, of course, I know there are many different interpretations.
但是我知道在这个点上有许多不同的解释。
But whatever your interpretation may be,
这不管你的解释是如何，
you find when this man child was born,
当你发现当这个男孩子生下来的时候，
he was immediately taken up to the throne, to the third heaven.
他是马上被提到三层天上。
Now, of course, we know our Lord Jesus.
我们知道我们的主耶稣
After he was born,
当他在地上降生的时候
He lived on this earth for 33 and a half years.
他在地上活了33年半。
So it cannot refer to our Lord Jesus.
所以这里不应该是讲我们的主耶稣。
Now who is this man child?
那这个男孩子是谁？
Now if you read on in chapter 12,
如果你真是读十二章下面，
And when you come to verse 11,
当你读到十一节的时候，
They have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们谁至死于死也不爱惜性命。
So this man-child is a collective term.
所以这个男孩子是一个总结性的名词。
It includes all the overcomers at the coming of the Lord.
是包括了当主再来的时候所有的得胜者。
When this man-child was born,
当这个男孩子出生的时候，
he was taken up.To the third heaven.
他马上被提到三层天。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we all know that the air above the earth is where the headquarters of the enemy of God is.
我们都知道，地上面的空中乃是神仇敌的大本营。
So whoever can go through his headquarters to heaven means they overcome the enemy.
那些能够穿过空中的乃是胜过仇敌的。
They are the ones.
他们这些
who will be the welcoming party to the coming of the Lord.
他们是在那里一起迎接主再来的。
Now when you come to this, you have to go back to Matthew chapter 24.
当你讲到这一点，你一定要回到马太二十四章。
Because in Matthew 24,
因为在马太二十四章里面，
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 37.
马太二十四章三十七节。
But as the days of Noah, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
For as they were in the days which were before the flood,Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day in which Noah entered into the ark.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
And they knew not till the flood came and took all away. Thus also shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
不知不觉洪水来了。把他们全都冲去了，人子降临也要这样。
Here we find our Lord Jesus mentioned his coming.
主在这里讲到他的再来。
And the word coming in Greek is parousia.
这个降临在希腊文是 parousia 这个字。
And those who understand Greek,
那些懂得希腊文的。
They tell us
他们告诉我们
that parousia means the presence.
降临 parousia 这个字是讲到同在。
Today our Lord Jesus, so far his body is concerned, is not present.
今天我们的主在他身体上来讲，他没有跟我们同在。
Even though in spirit he is present with us.
虽然在灵里面他与我们同在。
But in his body he was not present here.
但是他的身体不在这里。
But one day he will be present.
但有一天他会在这里。
And furthermore, they tell us that presence does not mean one time, one event.
这个同在这个字不是讲一件事一个时刻。
It tells us of a period of time, a series of events.
而是讲到一段的日子，一连串的事情。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
as we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候，
we find that so far as the prophecies before the coming of the Lord,have all been fulfilled.
在主来之前，所有的预言都已经应验了。
There are still prophecies to be fulfilled at the coming of the Lord and afterwards.
在主来的时刻跟主来之后，还有一些预言要应验。
But all the prophecies before his coming have all been fulfilled.
主来之前，一切的预言已经应验了。
So we are not waiting to see what events will happen.
所以我们不再等有什么事件发生主才来。
But one event will tell us that his coming is here.
有一件事说到他要来，就是他已经在这里。
Because he said his coming is like in the days of Noah.
他说他来的日子好像挪亚的日子。
People eat and drink.Marry and given to marriage.
人照常吃喝嫁娶。
Suddenly,
突然之间
the flood came.
洪水来了。
When Noah entered into the ark, then the flood came upon this earth.
挪亚进方舟，不知不觉洪水来了。
And in the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音里面。
In chapter 17.
在路加十七章里面。
We are told the coming of the Lord is like the days of Lot.
就告诉我们主来的日子好像是挪德的日子。
When Lot came out of Sodom, then fire, sulfur came down from heaven.
挪德出索多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来。
And then he continues to say.
他继续地说。
In verse 40. Then two shall be in the field, one is taken and one is left.
在马太二十四章四十节说，那时两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women grinding at the mill, one is taken and one is left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
And then in Luke it tells us.
在路加福音告诉我们。
Two men were sleeping and one is taken.One is left.
两个人睡觉，一个取去，一个剩下。
This does not tell us there are six people.
这里不是告诉我们说那里有六个人。
There are only two.
这里只是两个人。
Why?
为什么？
Because the earth is round.
因为地球是圆的。
So when the Lord shall come,
当主来的时候，
some people are sleeping.
有的人是在睡觉。
Now, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
Do not fear to go to bed.
不要怕睡觉。
He, when he comes, some will be sleeping.
当主来的时候，有一些人是在睡觉。
And one is taken, one is left.
取去一个，撇下一个。
And two women were grinding.
两个女妇人在推磨。
That's morning.
这是早上。
And one is taken, one is left.
取去一个，撇下一个。
And two men were working.
两个人在田里工作。
And that's daytime.
那是白天。
Because the earth is round.
因为地球是圆的。
So when the Lord is coming.
当主来的时候。
In some place is morning.
有的地方是早晨。
In other place is noontime.
有的地方是中午。
In other place is night.
有的地方是夜晚。
But there you find one is taken and one is left.
你看到一个被取去，一个被撇下。
And what is the sign of it?
这一个是讲什么呢?
The Lord said the sign is he shall come like a thief.
这一个预表乃是说他来像贼一样。
Now when the thief comes to your house,
当贼到你家来,
will he blow a trumpet?
他会不会吹号?
And say, I'm coming.
他说我来嘛。
Will he come and steal your garbage?
他来是偷你的垃圾吧。
Of course not.
当然不是。
It seems as if the thief always come when you are unprepared.
这个贼来的时刻都是你没有预备的时候。
And he will take the best of your possessions.
他在你的所有里面把最好的拿走。
So the one is taken is the best.
所以取去一个那是最好。
One is left.
撇下一个。
Has failed.
是失败的。
But we say,
我们这样说,
the number of the church is 12.
教会的数目是十二。
12 apostles.
十二个使徒。
Now where are the other 10?
那另外那十个在哪里呢?
Now if you read chapter 25,
如果你读马太二十五章,
then you find the 10 virgins.
你就那里有十个童女。
And again you find 10 are wise and 10 are foolish.
你在这里有五个聪明五个愚拙。
And they all went out to meet the Lord.
他们都去迎见主。
But when the Lord was delayed,
但是主迟延了。
They all went to sleep.
他们都睡着了。
And the sleep here is death.
这里讲的睡是说他们死了。
So the 10 refers to the Christians throughout the centuries.
所以这十个童女乃是说历世历代的基督徒。
From the first century up to now.
从第一世纪到现在。
And they all went out to meet the Lord.
他们都要去迎接主。
But the Lord delayed.
但是主迟延。
So they all died.
所以他们都死了。
But thank God at the coming of the Lord.
感谢神，当主再来的时候
，they will be raised.
他们就复活。
But anyway, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
，the first sign of the coming of the Lord.
头一个主来的兆头。
The first sign is when suddenly.
乃是突然之间。
Throughout the world.
在整个世界上。
Some people disappeared.
有一些人失踪了。
Because they have been taken to the throne.
因为他们被提升到宝座那里去。
After they were taken to the throne.
当他们被提到宝座去。
What happened?
什么事情发生呢
？The Bible tells us immediately, Michael and his angels will fight Satan and his followers.
圣经告诉我们，米迦勒跟天使就跟撒旦在那里打仗。
And Satan and his followers will be thrown upon the earth.
撒旦跟他的跟从者就给摔到地上。
In other words, the air was clear.
换句话说，空中就给洁净了。
Now, why should the air be clear?
为什么空中要被洁净呢？
Because our Lord and the overcomers will come down from the throne to the air.
因为我们的主带着得胜者要降到空中。
Now, this thing cannot be seen.
这些是看不见的。
The coming of the Lord is the same way as his departure.
主再来跟他升天是同样的一个过程。
If you read Acts chapter 1,
如果你读使徒行传第一章的话
you find that when our Lord ascended from Mount Olive to heaven,
你看到主从橄榄山升天
And the disciples saw him going up.
门徒们眼望着他向上升
This is in Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
使徒行传第一章第九节
And having said these things, he was taken up. They beholding him, and the cloud receive him out of their sight.
说这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
In other words, the disciples saw him leaving Mount Olive, going up, up until a cloud took him.
换一句话说，门徒们亲眼看着他从橄榄山上升上升进到云中就看不见了
They could not see him anymore
他们便看不见他了
But he was still going up
他还在上升
And he reached the third heaven
他达到了三层天
Now, how do we know he has reached the third heaven?
我们怎么知道他到了三层天
Because Pentecost is the proof
因为五旬节乃是那个证明
Because he has reached the throne.
当他达到宝座。
Therefore, he was anointed as the high priest.
他就被高为大祭司。
And the oil began to fall down.
膏油就流下来。
And we have Pentecost.
我们就有了五旬节。
But he could not be seen.
但是他是看不见的。
So you find the leaving of our Lord Jesus is in two parts.
所以我们看到主的离开是分两部分。
The first part is from Mount Olive to the cloud.
头一部分是从橄榄山到云中。
Visible.
是我们在地上看得见。
The second part is from the cloud to the throne invisible.
第二段是从云中到宝座是我们看不见的。
Even though the disciples could not see him when the clouds go up.
虽然门徒们看不见从云升上去
And yet they were still looking upward.
他们仍然向天望。
And then in verse 10 he said, as they were gazing into heaven, as he was going, behold, also two men stood by them in white clothing.
第十节说，当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说。
Now notice verse 11.
注意十一节。
Who also say, men of Galilee, why do ye stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall thus come in the manner in which ye have beheld him going into heaven.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
In other words,
换句话说，
the way that our Lord left earth to heaven will be the way he will come back from heaven to earth.
主怎样离开这个地升到天上，他还要怎么样从天上降下来。
But it will be in two parts.
是分开两部分。
When he left, the first part is visible.
当他离世的时候，头一部分是我们看得见的。
The second part is invisible.
第二部分是我们看不见的。
But when he comes back, it will be the reverse.
当他再来的时候，就好像相反的次序。
The first part is invisible.
头一部分是看不见的。
Because he comes like a thief.
因为他来像贼一样。
A thief always comes invisible.
贼都是你看不见的时候来的。
But the second part,The Bible said he will come like lightning.
第二段就是圣经告诉我们说，他来的时候像闪电一样。
And it will flash from the east to the west.
从东闪到西。
Everybody shall see it.
每个人都看得到。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the one thing that we are waiting for.
我们所等待的那件事，
that suddenly,
突然之间，
some believers disappeared all over the world.
在全世界到处都有信主的人不见了。
And this is the sign of his coming.
这是他来的记号。
Is it thrilling?
这是不是叫人兴奋的？
We are living at the time.
我们今天就是活在这个时刻。
We do not know when the Lord shall return.
我们不知道主什么时候回来。
But he may return now any moment.
但他现在随时都可以回来。
Suddenly,
突然之间，
the best will go.
最好的不见了。
Hopefully, it will be empty hall today.
希望这个会场就空了。
But are you ready?
你预备好了没有？
In Revelation chapter 12,
启示录十二章，
we find how they overcome.
我们看到他们怎么样得胜。
And if you read verse 11,
如果你读十二章十一节的话，
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血，
And by reason of the word of their testimony,
和自己所见证的道，
And have not loved their life even unto death.
他们随至于死也不爱惜性命。
Overcomers are not someone special.
得胜者不是那些很特殊的人物。
But only they were those who know the preciousness of the blood of our Lord.
是那些他们认识主耶稣宝血的宝贵。
Thank God we all have experienced the cleansing of the blood of our Lord Jesus.
感谢神，我们都得到他宝血的洁净。
But do you know that we need his blood every moment?
你知道我们每一时刻还需要他的宝血。
The more you live closer to the Lord,
你越与他接近。
The more you need the cleansing of the blood.
你就更需要他宝血的洁净。
So we are told that even the tears of our repentance needs the blood.
弟兄们告诉我们，我们悔改的眼泪也需要主宝血的洁净。
Do we treasure the blood of the Lamb?
我们是不是这样珍惜羔羊的血？
Do we live daily, hourly, momentarily under the blood of the Lamb?
我们每一天、每一时刻、每一分秒都活在宝血之下。
How we need our Lord Jesus.
我们是多么的需要我们的主。
We cannot live even for a second without him.
没有他，我们一秒钟都不能过。
We need his blood to cleanse us from time to time.
我们需要他的宝血每时每刻的洁净我们。
That we may stand before God.
我们能够站在神的跟前。
That our communion with God will not be interrupted.
以至于我们与神的交通没有一点的间隔。
Whenever the Holy Spirit shows us wherein we have sinned.
当圣灵光照我们，我们在哪里又犯罪吗？
Let us repent and claim the blood of the Lord Jesus.
让我们马上悔改，取用耶稣的宝血。
So when Satan tried to accuse us,
当撒旦要来控告我们的时候，
if we try to reason with Satan,
我们在那里与撒旦讲道理的时候，
we will fail.
我们会失败的。
The only way is to claim the blood of the Lord.
唯有我们在那里接受主的宝血。
I think we probably have already heard this.
我们可能已经听过。
One time, Satan accused Martin Luther.
有一次，撒旦在那里控告马丁路德。
And show Martin Luther a book.
给马丁路德看一本书。
And the scroll said, The Sins of Martin Luther.
这本书就称为马丁路德的罪恶。
And it was written inside and outside.
里外都写满了字。
And Satan laughed at Martin Luther.
撒旦就在这里耻笑马丁路德。
See, these are your sins.
看看这都是你犯的罪。
How do you dare to do the work of reformation?
你哪里还有胆量在这里搞宗教改革？
And do you know what Martin Luther did?
你知道马丁路德干什么？
He took up a pen.
他拿起一张一支笔。
And wrote over this scroll.
在整卷书上面写上字。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净我一切的罪。
And Satan fled.
撒旦就逃跑。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is by the blood of the Lamb.
是因着羔羊的血。
There is nothing for us to boast of.
我们没有一点能够自夸的。
We are as sinful as anybody else.
我们就是罪人当中的罪魁。
But yet, we thank God we trust in his blood.
我们感谢神，我们相信他的宝血。
And then you find it is because of the word of their testimony.
还有他们自己所见证的道。
They have the testimony of Jesus.
他们有耶稣基督的见证。
And when they say it, there is power there.
当他们宣告，那就带着能力。
You know there is a funny story in the book of Acts.
你知道在使徒行传有一个有趣的故事。
When Paul was in Ephesus,
当保罗在以弗所的时候，
there were seven sons of the high priest.
那里有七个大祭司的儿子。
And they would try to cast out demons.
他们在那里要赶鬼。
And when they saw Paul in the name of the Lord Jesus cast out demons so successfully.
他们看到保罗说奉主耶稣基督的名赶鬼是那么有功效。
So two of them, when they were trying to cast out demons,
所以这两个他们要赶鬼的时候
they said, we cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached.
他说我们要奉保罗的耶稣保罗所相信耶稣的名来赶你们走。
And the demon said, Jesus, I know Paul. Paul, I'm acquainted with. Who are you?
哦，这个鬼就说，耶稣我知道，保罗我也认识，你是老几
？And he came upon two of them, and they were hurt.
结果他们就扑到他们的身上，他们受伤害。
And fled away.
他们就逃跑。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
The word of their testimony must be true.
也见证的道要真实的。
You must be what you testify.
你要是你所见证的。
If you live under the name of the Lord Jesus,
如果你活在主的名下，
then when you use his name, it is powerful.
你使用他的名是带着能力。
Satan will flee.
撒旦就会逃跑。
But if you do not live in Christ,
如果你没有活在基督里，
your word has no power.
你的话没有能力。
And thirdly,
第三点，
they love not their life even unto death.
他们随之于死也不爱惜性命。
The life there is soul life.
这个性命乃是魂生命。
They are willing to lay down their soul life.
他们愿意舍他们的魂生命。
Let the life of Christ takes over.
让基督的生命在他里面活。
And these are the secrets of victory.
这是得胜的秘诀。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
here you see our Lord Jesus was welcomed by this group of overcomers.
你看到主在这里接受这些得胜者的欢迎。
And when the air was cleared,
当空中被洁净的
时候 He and his overcomers will come down from the throne to the air.
主带着他的得胜者从宝座降到空中
And Satan will be thrown upon this earth.
撒旦就给摔到地上
That's the beginning of the 3.5 years of great tribulation.
这就是三年半地上大灾难的开始
What the earth will be?
地上会变什么样子
？If Satan is on the earth，
如果撒旦在地上的话
，It is a great tribulation，
一定是大灾难了。
But brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Let us look at a different angle。
我们从另外一个角度来看。
You know， one is taken， one is left。
取去一个，撇下一个。
What would happen to the one left？
那剩下的，撇下的要怎么办呢？
He will go through the great tribulation.
他会经过大灾难。
But what is it to Christians?
但是对基督徒这是怎么一回事？
Even if he has to go through great tribulation,
就算他要经过大灾难，
it is God giving him a second chance.
乃是神给他的再一次机会。
Through the great tribulation, when he refused to bow down.To the beast.
在大灾难里面，他拒绝拜兽。
He still can become an overcomer.
他还能够成为得胜者。
So, during the great tribulation, there will be overcomers coming out.
在大灾难其中会有得胜者被提。
This we find in chapter 15.
这个是我们在启示录十五章里面。
In verse...
第二节
And I saw as a glass sea mingled with fire and those that had gained the victory over the beast and over the image and over the number of his name standing upon the glass sea having harps of God
我看见仿佛有玻璃海其中有火掺杂又看见那些胜了兽和兽的像并他名字数目的人都站在玻璃海上拿着神的琴
So even through the great tribulation there will be overcomers.
就算在大灾难其中也有得胜者。
Then we find after the 3.5 years,
我们就看到三年半过后
，Our Lord Jesus will come down with His overcomers from the air to Mount Olive.
我们的主就带着他的得胜者从空中降到橄榄山。
And Mount Olive will be divided into two.
橄榄山中间裂开，一分为二。
Open a way for the Jews in Jerusalem who are left to flee from persecution.
就是开了一条路，叫耶路撒冷的犹太人能够逃生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Before his coming down from the air,
他从空中降临之前
，at the end of the great tribulation,
在大灾难的最后
，then you find all those who have died in Christ,
你就看到在基督里面死了的人
，and all those who are still living,
或还有那些还活着的人
，they will all be raptured to the air.
这些信主的都被提到空中。
They are not raptured to the third heaven.
他们不是给提到三重天。
They are raptured to the air.
他们是给提到空中。
This you find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
这是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
When there will be the voice of the angels.
在那里有天使的声音。
And the voice of the trumpet.
而有号角的声音。
And they will be raptured to the air.
他们就给提到空中。
The whole church will be gathered in the presence of our Lord.
全教会就聚在主的跟前。
If you permit me to say that,
如果你们允许我这样讲，
there are a number of hymns that talk about the coming of the Lord.
有几首讲到主再来的诗歌。
And it always say, when the trumpet blows,
那里一直说当号筒吹响的时候，
then the Lord shall come.
主就会再来。
But to us Christians, it is a little too late.
对于基督徒来讲，好像晚了一点。
But that's the belief in the former ages.
这是前一个时代人所这样相信的。
And while all Christians were gathered together in the air,
当所有的基督徒聚在空中，
what happened?
什么事情发生呢？
That is where the judgment seat of Christ happened.
那就是基督台前的审判。
If you read, for instance, Romans chapter 14,
如果你读罗马书十四章，
or if you read Second Corinthians 5,
或者读哥林多后书第五章，
it all mentions about the judgment seat of Christ.
都是讲到基督台前的审判。
We as Christians,
我们这些基督徒，
will not go through the great white throne judgment.
我们不需要经过白色大宝座的审判。
One day our Lord will set up a great white throne.
有一天主在那里设立他的大宝座，白色大宝座。
He will judge all who died.
就审判一切死了的人。
That is a governmental judgment.
这是一个行政的审判。
Because it is throne.
因为是宝座。
It decides whether you will be eternal life or eternal death.
是决定你的永生或者永死。
Thank God, we will not go before the great white throne.
感谢神，我们不需要经过白色大宝座的审判。
Why?
为什么？
Because our Lord Jesus had been judged for us on the cross.
因为我们的主耶稣在十字架上已经替我们接受了审判。
But that does not mean that Christians will not be judged.
这并不是说基督徒不需要受审判。
We will be judged.
我们要接受审判。
But it's not a governmental judgment.
这不是行政上的审判。
It is a family judgment.
而是 家里的审判。
So one day the whole family will be gathered before Bema, the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天全家都会聚在基督台前 Bema 的跟前受审判。
I think it's difficult for modern people to understand this.
对于现代的人呢可能不容易明白。
I came from a old family.
我是从一个古老的家庭里面出来。
So in those old custom,
所以在那些以前的传统。
It is big family.
我们是大家庭。
We four set generations live under one roof.
是四代同堂。
And once in a while, there will be a family time.
有的时候会有家庭的聚会。
All the members of the family will be gathered together in a room.
每一个家庭的成员都要聚在一起。
And the head of the family will be sitting on a lifted place called Bema.
家长会坐在一个台上，高一点称为 Bema。
If you are not one of the family, you could not be there.
如果你不是这个家庭里面的一员，你不可以在那里。
So one day, all the members of the family of God will be gathered in that judgment seat of Christ.
所以有一天，在神家里的每一个人都要聚在基督的台前。
And during that time,
在那个时刻
，if you have done something that bring glory to the family.
如果你做过一些叫你的家得荣耀的事
，you will be praised and even rewarded.
你就会得着称赞与奖赏。
If you have done something,
如果你做过一些事
，that bring shame to the family,
叫家名羞辱
，you will be disciplined.
你就会受管教。
But it doesn't mean that you do not become a child anymore.
并不是说你不是神的孩子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Today in this country,
今天在我们这个国家
，we despise discipline.
我们在那里轻视教导。
But if without 管教 ，without discipline,
没有管教
，without discipline, you will not grow up.
没有管教，你长不大。
Our Heavenly Father loves us.
我们的天父爱我们。
Therefore He disciplines.
所以他管教我们。
So if you refuse to be disciplined by God today,
如果你今天不接受神的管教
，you want to be free.
你要自由。
One day,
那一天
，at the judgment seat of Christ,
在基督台前。
You will be disciplined.
你就会在那里受管教。
And that's what the Bible says.
这是圣经说的。
You know 10 virgins?
你知道那十个童女。
5 virgins who have extra oil.
那五个有油的童女。
They are able to rekindle the torch.
他们在那里会再点燃火把。
And they can welcome the bridegroom and go into the marriage feast.
他们就能够迎接新郎进到结婚的宴席。
But and when the 5 foolish came,
那五个愚拙的来的时候
，they did not have extra oil.
他们没有够用的油
，because they were not disciplined.
因为他们没有受管教
，so the door was closed.
所以门就关了。
And they were weeping and gnashing their teeth in darkness.
他们在黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
So in other words,
换句话说
those who are not disciplined today,
今天那些不接受管教的
will be disciplined during the millennium age.
在国度的时候他们在那个时刻会被管教。
Many brothers and sisters want to know where.
很多弟兄姊妹问啊，他们在哪里啊
？I'm not going to tell you.
我不告诉你。
But anyway,
无论如何
，we find that when the judgment seat of Christ was going on in the air,
我们在这里知道， 在空中有基督台前审判的时候
What happened on earth?
在地上什么事情发生
That is the seven vials
那是七个碗
Where God poured down his wrath
神在那里倒下他的愤怒
And after that the Lord will come down from the air with the overcomers to the earth
此后主就带着得胜者降到地上
And before the millennium time began,
在千年国度开始之前
you will find in Matthew 25, there will be judgment of the nations.
你在马太二十五章那里有列国的审判
The he goat and the lamb.
在那里有羔山羊绵羊的审判
And the lamb nations will remove to the millennium as the people, the nations on the world.
绵羊就给引进国度成为地上的国民。
But the goat nations will be destroyed.
公羊的国度就给毁灭。
And then there will be the millennium.
然后千年国就开始。
This is the reason why You find at the end of the Bible, there are two mentioning of marriage.
所以你就看到在圣经最末了有两次的婚宴。
In chapter 19 and in chapter 21-22.
就是在启示录十九章还有二十一、二十二章。
Now when you read it very carefully,
当你很仔细的看的时候
You find time-wise, they were 1,000 years apart.
你发现这两个的婚娶有一千年的分别
，because
相隔一千年。
Because in chapter 19,
因为在十九章
，you find this marriage is the beginning of the millennium age.
你发现这一个婚娶乃是千年国的开头。
But in chapter 21 and 22,
到二十一、二十二章的时候
it is after the millennium is over.
是讲到国千年国以后
and eternity begins.
是永世要开始了。
So in the Bible at the end, you find two marriages.
所以在圣经里面，在末了你看到两个婚娶。
They are called the marriage of the Lamb.
是被称为羔羊的婚娶。
But the components.Are different.
但是那个对内容是不一样的。
Now, who are the bride of the Lamb in chapter 19?
在十九章里面，新妇是谁呢？
If you read it,
如果你读的话，
you will find here in chapter 19.
在十九章里面。
We start with verse 7.
我们从第七节开始。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And verse 8.
第八节。
And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, Bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So, brothers and sisters, here you find the first mentioning of the marriage of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，这里是提到头一次羔羊婚娶。
Who is the bride?
谁是？心腹
The bride is those who have been given to be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
心腹就是蒙恩得穿光明的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Thank God as we believe in the Lord Jesus.
感谢神，当我们信主耶稣的时候
，We are clothed with Christ.
我们
佩戴基督。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的义。
And because we are clothed with Christ.
因着我们佩戴基督。
Therefore we can stand before God.
所以我们能够站立在神跟前。
We cannot stand before God in our dirty clothes.
我们不能够穿着我们污秽的衣服站在神跟前。
We have to be clothed with Christ as our righteousness.
我们要佩戴基督为我们的义。
So that we can stand before God.
所以我们能够站立在神跟前。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
to be the bride, you need another garment.
你要成为新妇, 你还需要另外一件衣服。
And the garment is the righteousness of the saints.
乃是圣徒所行的义。
Not only Christ as our righteousness.
不单单基督是我们的义。
And because he is our righteousness.
因为他是我们的义。
Because he is righteous.
因为他是公义的。
Therefore, we must be righteous.
所以我们也要义。
In our life, in our daily life, we need to be righteous.
在我们日常生活里面，我们需要行义。
So that we may be clothed with the garment of righteousness.
所以我们才能够穿上圣徒所行的义。
Will you please turn to Psalm 45?
我们请翻到诗篇四十五篇。
Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇。
In that psalm, we are told about that marriage.
在这篇诗里面讲到那一个婚娶。
And in verse 13.
在第十三节那里告诉我们。
All glorious is the king's daughter within. Her clothing is of wrought gold.
王女在宫里极其荣华，她的衣服是用金线绣的。
This is the bride.
这个是一个新妇。
And you find her clothing is of wrought gold.
她的衣服是金线绣的。
Gold in the scripture.
金子在圣经里面说
represent the nature of God.
是讲到神的性情。
So in other words, he is clothed with wrought gold.
他穿上金线绣的衣服。
God made Christ our righteousness.
神叫基督成为我们的义。
But to be the bride, he needs to have another clothing.
要做新妇，你还穿上另外一件衣服。
Verse 14.
是十四节。
She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of embroidery. The virgins behind her, her companions, shall be brought in unto thee.
她要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前，随从她的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前。
The raiment of embroidery.
这么说，穿锦绣的衣服。
In other words,
换句话说，
The Holy Spirit is working in our lives.
圣灵在我们的身上动工。
Stitches by stitches,
一针,
He wrought within us the righteousness of Christ.
一针一针的在我们身上绣上基督的义。
That we may be like Him.
我们能够像他。
This is the embroidery garment.
这是那个锦绣的刺绣的衣服。
This is the raiment called the righteousness of the saints.
这乃是说到圣徒们所行的义。
So if you read, say, First Epistle of John,
在约翰一书那里告诉我们，
You will find that because he is righteous, we also need to be righteous.
因为他是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
That is, we follow his footsteps.
所以我们要跟从他的脚踪。
And if we do that, that we will have that wedding garment.
如果我们这样行的话，我们就有了那件新妇穿的衣服。
This bride is composed of the overcomers of all the ages.
这个心腹是包括历世历代的得胜者。
But when you turn to Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
当你翻到启示录二十一、二十二章的时候
，You find the bride is the New Jerusalem。
你这里讲到新妇乃是新耶路撒冷。
And if you study this New Jerusalem，
当你在这里读看这个新耶路撒冷的时候
，You find the foundation is the names of the twelve apostles。
你看到他们的根基。乃是使徒们的名字。
That is to say, it includes the church.
也就是说，包括了教会。
The whole church will be there.
全教会都在其中。
But the door has the name of the 12 tribes of Israel.
但是这个门却有十二支派的名字。
In other words,
换句话说
，This bride is composed of all the works of God.Throughout the ages.
这一个心腹是包括历世历代神做成的工。
Both in the Old Testament time and the New Testament time.
包括旧约也包括新约。
Nothing of the Lord will be lost.
一切属于主的都在其中。
Everything that God has done will be there.
一切主所做成的都在其中。
So this is the gathering up.Of all the works of God with mankind throughout the ages.
这是神在人类当中历世历代所做工的总和。
And this New Jerusalem will be the tabernacle of God with man.
这个新耶路撒冷乃就是成为神的帐幕在人中间。
So this is the glorious plan of God.
这是神荣耀的计划。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank thee for all thy goodness to us.
亲爱的主，我们为了你对我们一切的恩惠，我们献上感谢。
Who are we?
我们是谁
？That thou hast done so much for us.
你为我们做成了这大事。
We do confess that how often we misunderstood thee.
我们实在多少时候我们误解了你
We rebel against thee
我们背逆了你
And yet Lord thou hast loved us And loved us to the uttermost
但是你爱我们爱我们到底
It is all thy doing
都是你所做成的
And we are here to worship thee
我们在这里敬拜你
May thy name be honored And highly exalted
愿你的名得着一切的高举
As we return to our different places,
当我们要回到我们自己的地方的时候
，make us vessels and instruments in thy hand，
叫我们能够成为你手中合用的器皿
，that the testimony of Jesus may be uplifted，
让耶稣基督的见证能够摆出来
，that we may be those who in a sense hasten thy return，
叫我们能够成为那些催促你回来的人
，Oh dear Lord。Come quickly.
主啊，求你快来。
Our hearts are before thee.
我们的心是那样的仰望你。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名。